Just days after San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin launched the Reject the Recall campaign against him, two prosecutors in his office resigned and joined in the effort to oust him. Brooke Jenkins and Don Dubain are among at least 50 prosecutors who quit or were fired since Boudin became district attorney last year on a progressive platform. The two say Boudin's radical approach to crime has resulted in releasing offenders without rehabilitation, placing them in a position to reoffend. Boudin's office released a statement saying all criminal cases are complex and certainly there may be disagreements on process, but twisting those disagreements for obvious political purposes does nothing to make our city safer. The online publication 48 Hills has reported a right-wing group with ties to former President Trump is backing the recall campaign against the San Francisco district attorney, with misleading mailers claiming a rise in crime in San Francisco. But according to San Francisco Police Department data, only some crimes are up. Others are down. Rape is down nearly 15% compared to 2019. Robbery, car thefts, and burglary also down. Homicide is up by 2. Assault, sex trafficking, arson, and larceny theft are also on the rise. Last week, Chesa Boudin launched a Reject the Recall campaign to protect his post, calling it a historic moment in San Francisco, who released an online video on social media over the weekend with a message to the wealthy interests that he says are trying to oust him.
We are seeing more money spent by these dark money groups to oust a sitting district attorney than has ever been seen anywhere in this country. They have spent more than $1.4 million just gathering signatures, flying poor working people from around this country to San Francisco because they don't have the volunteers. They are paying them their airfare, their hotel, and paying them per signature. They have used every dirty trick in the book, and they are promising that before they're done, they're going to spend $5 million. I'm not even halfway through with my first term. So I want to speak directly to those billionaires. I have a simple message for you. We see you. We see you, and you do not represent us. You do not represent San Francisco values, and we will not be defeated.
The recall Chesa Boudin effort says it's delivered more than 80,000 signatures supporting the recall to the elections office, making it virtually certain Boudin's future will go before the voters. Roughly 53,000 valid signatures were needed.